Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday morning, September 4th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of government and politics news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
State Roundup. Will Trump order troops into Maryland? Maybe, maybe not. Wind developer to move forward with Sparrows Point steel plant, and Moore's controversial Clooney Boatgate. President Donald Trump hinted at the possibility of ordering federal troops to Baltimore to fight crime, following his previous statements about sending troops to Chicago. However, it remains unclear if this will actually happen, as the White House has not provided clarification. In other news, a wind developer is moving forward with a steel plant in Sparrows Point despite the withdrawal of a federal grant. Additionally, nearly 1,000 state employees have applied for a voluntary separation program aimed at reducing government size and expenses. Maryland has also joined 21 states and D.C. in supporting federal labor unions suing to block Trump's executive order. Lastly, Governor Wes Moore faced controversy after being photographed on George Clooney's boat in Italy to celebrate his wife's birthday. The Daily Mail reported on the trip, raising questions about Moore's absence and security detail during the vacation. A step towards peace in Ukraine. Today, the American Party announced its plan to begin to resolve the Ukraine-Russia war, citing the need for innovative solutions in a time when the UN Security Council is unable to fulfill its peacekeeping mission. The plan involves appointing a bipartisan Senate Select Committee to negotiate with Ukrainian leaders, European partners, and a ministerial-level Russian delegation. This committee would work to build a consensus among the G20 and other nations to end the war, while also initiating legislative action to restrict foreign nationals from purchasing U.S. property. Additionally, the plan includes deploying the European Sky Shield Initiative in western Ukraine to establish an air defense network, with the goal of providing security guarantees for most of the country while limiting conflict to eastern Ukraine and Crimea. The American Party emphasizes the importance of pragmatic problem-solving and supporting the rule of law under the U.S. Constitution.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.